Oh, damn. He's coming in just a couple of minutes, and I'm so nervous. I can't believe that I finally get to be alone in the house with him. Tonight, I'm gonna tell him how I feel. I really hope he doesn't think I'm a weird kid and just pat me on the head. I'm 18 now, and I got through my freshman year of college without letting any of the boys get past first base. I deserve a reward for that. I can't believe I'm actually going to tell him all these things I've been feeling ever since I hit puberty. I still get excited remembering him swimming in our pool over the summer when I was younger. I just had to go up to my room and touch myself while I watched him from my window. So many years of frustration, so many boys who wanted to get in my pants. But all I could think about was him. I have to calm down or I'm going to soak through these shorts before he gets here. I don't want him to think I'm some kind of slut. I've saved myself for him for so long. This has to go well. Oh God, he's here. I can't believe it. Hey there, James. How are you doing? Good? That's great. Come on in. Did you want something to drink? I can get you a beer or something from the kitchen. Okay, I'll go grab one for you. Why don't you sit down on the couch and I'll join you in a minute. Oh God, he's hotter than I remember. That trip to Europe did him a lot of good. I don't know if I can stop shaking long enough to actually talk to him. Okay, just focus on one thing at a time. Get the beer. Okay, got the beer. I'm so warm, I should just put this against my chest. Yes, that feels better. Okay, let's do this. Here you go, nice and cold. Let me grab a coaster for you. Are you okay? You're staring at me. Oh my, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize my shirt was that wet. I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry. Let me just go put on a different. What? Oh, okay. If you're sure, I'm just so embarrassed that my shirt fell open like that. Okay, I'll just sit down over here and yeah, I can sit on the couch with you if you want. So, how was your trip to Europe? I see you managed to get a nice tan while you were there. Sets off that nice gray hair of yours. No need to be embarrassed. It looks good on you. I've thought that ever since it started changing. Yeah, I know you're only 43, but gray hair makes men look distinguished. You know you don't look 43 at all. You're a fine specimen of the male species. I've known you since I was a child. I can say that with complete confidence. Yes, I do remember all the times you came over while I was growing up. You were my dad's best friend as a kid, and I really appreciated having you around to keep me entertained while he was busy. I especially appreciated the advice on how to deal with horny teenage boys. Speaking of appreciation, have I told you how much I appreciate you coming by to check on me while my parents are out of town? I know I'm not a kid anymore and I don't need a babysitter, but I'm just glad that you came over. Gets kind of lonely in the house. I feel like I shouted, there'd be an echo. Besides, since I went off to college, I haven't got to talk to you a lot at all. Actually, speaking of talking and catching up and such, I had something that I wanted to talk to you about. I've been wanting to ask you about it for a while now, but I've been too embarrassed. I convinced myself I was being silly when I was in high school, but while being away at college and dealing with all the new situations, I got to thinking that I should just suck it up and talk to you. I know you've always said that I can talk to you about anything, but James, this is a little different. This is something that could change my life forever, and I'm scared to talk to you by risking it all. I decided that since we would have this whole day together, I would take the opportunity. The opportunity I wanted to take was that I wanted to talk to you about sex. Well, easy there, are you okay? Oh, you got some beer down the wrong pipe. I see. Let me grab you a napkin. Here you go. Are you sure you're all right? Okay, let's just set this beer down on the table. Yes, I said I want to talk to you about sex. See, the thing is, I'm still a virgin. No, I've had plenty of offers, but they were never from the right person, you know? I've always felt like I wanted to give my virginity to someone who understands me, to someone I trust to take care of me, someone who knows how to please a woman and isn't afraid to tell her what he wants and show her how to please him. I've never been past second base with a guy. Which second base? French kissing, of course. Are there other meanings of second base? Really? That many? Wow, well, yes, the most I've ever done with anybody is French kissing. I've never let any boy touch me in the special places, much less take off my clothes. Does that shock you, James? I was wondering, could you possibly teach me a little bit about what I can expect when I do let someone go further than a kiss? I've always admired you, and I would really like it if we could talk about this. I've thought about it a lot, and I've been tempted to go further with some of the guys I've dated at university, but I just wasn't comfortable with it. What kind of things would I like to talk about? Well, I would like to talk about what turns guys on and what I can do to make sure that the guy I choose is going to care about me. I'd like to see things from your side of the fence since I know you've had experience. How do I know that? Well, remember when you stayed with us up at the lake cabin and you brought your girlfriend? Well, you guys were pretty hot and heavy. I think you guys forgot that my room was right next to yours. I could hear everything that was going on, and it sure sounded like she was enjoying herself. No, it's okay. It was kind of a thrill to hear since I had wondered about sex for so long at that point. I just laid there in bed and listened to her moan and scream while you were doing whatever it was that you were doing to her, and that was the first time that I played with myself. It was just so hot to hear, I couldn't help myself. I was a little awkward at it at first, but I figured it out pretty quickly. That wasn't nearly the last time I played with myself. It was such a rush the first time, and more often than not, I found myself thinking of that night when I heard you guys having sex. I started to wonder what it would be like if you were to teach me about how a man should treat a woman. It certainly was clear you knew what you were doing. I gave it a lot of thought when I started getting interested in sex and boys, and I came to the conclusion that the only person I want to take my virginity and teach me all about sex is you. Don't look so shocked. You've taught me so much over the years that it only seems logical that I'd ask you to teach me about this too. Yes, I know I'm 18 and you're 43, but I've always been more attracted to older men. The boys my age are immature and don't know how to please a woman at all. I want someone who's grown up and knows about their own pleasure and how to give it to me, instead of just thinking me as a whole to fuck. I'm sorry, does it shock you that I know those words? I learned them at a frat party with my idiot friend. I got out of there as soon as I could, but not before I heard some of the upperclassmen discussing the fresh meat at the party. It disgusted me the way they talked about the girls they like as nothing more than just toys. I knew that you'd never think of me like that, and I decided right then that it had to be you. I've liked you more than I probably should have for a very long time now. Do you remember all those times when I was just starting to blossom, and you went to kiss me on the cheek and ended up kissing me on the lips instead? I have a confession to make. That was on purpose. I know you thought that it wasn't for real, but I really wanted it to be for real. It was really hard for me not to wrap my arms around you and kiss you like I've seen you kiss your girlfriends. But I was young and shy. So when I heard that my dad asked you to come by and check on me while they were out of town, I knew that this would be one of the only opportunities I would have to talk to you about this. So what do you think? Will you teach me about sex? Will you show me how a woman should be treated? I've wanted your hands and mouth on me since I first started growing boobs, and now I'm legal, and you don't have any excuses, nor do I, to hold back anymore. Please, James, please teach me what a man can do to me. Please show me how you make your girlfriends moan and scream. I need you. I need to feel you. And I need to know that I'm safe when I lose my virginity. So I need you to be the one who takes it. I need you to be my first. I know you're my dad's best friend, but I don't think he'd be upset if he knew that you were the one to be taking my virginity. He'd be happy that I would be doing it with someone he trusts and someone he knows will treat me right. I want you so badly, James. I want you to take me in your arms and kiss and touch me and do everything you want to do with me. Are you really still sitting there telling me you can't? Are you listening to me? You're too honorable for your own good, James. I guess I'm gonna have to bring out the big guns. I want you to teach me all about sex, James. I want to feel you, every inch of you, on my body. I'm going to show you what you can have if you just say yes. I have a confession. I wasn't really sorry when my shirt fell open before, but the nipples were quite the bonus. You got me so hot I had to cool down with the beer bottle. It got them all hard and pointy, so let me just take off this shirt. You can see that I have quite the nice rack. They're really sensitive too. And if that doesn't do it for you, let me just slip off these shorts. There, I'm completely naked and you can see every inch of me. You can have everything, anything you want. If you just promise to teach me all about sex. Ah, that got your attention. I always thought you were a boob man, James, but I'm starting to suspect you've got a thing for a nice round ass. Let me shake it in your direction. Ooh, that's more like it. Look, I'll beg if I have to. But I've got to get you off the couch. So you got off the couch. So hopefully we're leaning towards a yes. Yes, yes, yes. Please. I can feel you pressing against me. Yes, what? Get down on my knees? Are you going to teach me how to suck you off? Okay, let me just open your pants. Oh my god. How am I gonna fit that? Just open up and put it in? I'll try. God, that feels so good in my mouth. Am I doing it right? You want me to go down further? Okay. So big. It feels like my jaw is stretching. But I'm so wet. Am I doing good? I'm so glad. Wait, what? What? Stop? Oh, I'm doing so good that you're gonna come? Oh, but isn't that what you want? Oh, no, I don't want you to wait for you to reload before you teach me about real sex. Where do you want me? On the dining room table? Really? I'll do whatever you want, James. Just tell me and I'm yours. Okay, I'm lying on the table now. Oh fuck. Oh god, oh fuck. That feels so fucking good. Your tongue is incredible. Oh god, yes, lick me all over. Ow, fuck, what was that? Just one finger? Damn. Oh, okay, that's better. Oh god, yes. Use your tongue on me, James. Please, make me come. Oh damn, twice in a row? That's, fuck, that's nothing like I've ever had with myself. You want me where? On the ground? Oh, you want me from behind? Is that the best way to lose my virginity? Is it gonna hurt? Yes, I trust you. I still want you to take my virginity. I want you inside me, James. I want you to make love to me. I want you to make this 18-year-old girl a woman. Ow, fuck. Fuck, it hurts. Fuck, that's big. Oh, ow, ow. Fuck, yeah, your finger on my clit helps. Oh, damn, that hurt. Oh, fuck, you're huge. Fuck, is it in there? Is it in all the way yet? Oh, it hurts, but it feels really good too. Yes, just stay there, please. Yeah, just stay there. It feels so good with you buried inside me. Oh, yes. Yes, playing with my nipples feels so good too. Oh, yes, I still want you to fuck me. Just go slow. I'm still getting used to me inside, having you inside me. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, those slow strokes feel good. So, so good. Yes, James. Oh my god. Please go faster. Yes. Feels so good having you fuck me. Oh god, yes. More. More. Give me everything. Give me every inch of you. If I knew it was gonna be this good, I would have done this years ago. So goddamn. Good. Are you getting close? Am I gonna make you come? I so want to make you come. I want to give you everything. Please, give me everything you have. No, don't pull out. I want you to fill me up. It's okay. I promise it'll be okay. Just please, please fill me up. Oh God. Oh God. Yes. Yes. Harder. Oh my god. Oh my god. Thank you, James. Come here. That was amazing. I'm yours. Everything I am is yours now. As long as you can make me feel like that. Yes, of course you can stay the night. You can stay as long as you want. I know I have a lot more to learn from you.